Baby's in the stew today, guys, and interviewing. It's a family affair. Yeah.
Songs for the four dads.
The songs for four dads.
Songs for four microphone.
Oh, songs for four podcasts.
Songs for four studio.
Songs for four Copperbergs. You need to get sponsored by like
a Copperberg.
Because I was watching a podcast and they got sponsored by this like alcoholic drink, and then they were like drinking it for the podcast and they were like really drunk.
I don't think we're PC enough.
I don't think we're cool enough.
PC enough to be sponsored by alcohol.
Hmm. Yeah, I know, but still, because we could say anything.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean?
That's a bit dangerous to be honest. Yeah. I think so.
Well, I don't know. It's just too much pressure as well to be have a sponsor, because then they're kind of like, you can't say this or that.
Oh, really?
Not that we're coming on and being bigots or anything, but you know what I mean?
Well, the podcast I watched wasn't like PC. It was like with Tara's World. Do you know that girl?
Oh.
On TikTok? Yeah. And they said fuck and things.
And she
like
was.
That.
They were cursing. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
And talking about sex.
And she was like, she finna be in the pit. Is that girl? Yeah. I feel so bad for her.
I feel so bad for her. Why, as well. And when I watched the podcast, because, yeah, anyways, I don't really like watching podcasts. But anyways, I watched the podcast with her and like these girls, and they were kind of being mean. Like they were just being mean.
Oh, they were taking the piss out of her.
No, well, they just kept saying, I finna be in the pit. And you could tell, like, which is so funny. But like, because she was like, oh, like when I'm in a nursing home or something. And then the other girl was like, oh, so you finna be in a nursing home, which is so funny.
I don't get it.
Yeah, but also when she's not, she was taking the piss out of, anyway, this girl who's like, she's like not a likable person, not palatable at all, but people literally rip out of her.
Is she Irish?
No, American.
This is TikTok.
The world I'm not in.
Yeah. No.
I actually watched her on TikTok before all the scandals. And then I thought the bird thing was, she got accused of like sexually assaulting a bird.
Oh my God, I think I saw this. And yeah, you had it like, on your story.
Yeah,
or something.
I just like was like, I deleted TikTok after because it was just so ridiculous and it annoyed me so much. But now I kind of get it. I get how she can be perceived as like, you know, because she's has like a scandal now that she was like fetishizing lesbians. I completely understand how that can be perceived, but I think people are just like
blowing it out of proportion,
making narratives, and then like stick it's like being like, this is Bible, like this is so true. Mm. And I feel bad for her because she's real socially awkward and she doesn't have any female friends, I think, to like keep her in place, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
she's just friends with men, and she's too awkward to hang out with women. And I felt really bad for her on the podcast because she was really awkward the whole time. But anyways.
Well, she just basically gets hated online. That's like her buzz. And she's not doing anything, I think, inherently wrong.
Yeah, she's not.
It's kind of like the Hailey Bieber
thing. Did you watch my story last night?
I was like, so good. Songs for four dads. Because I just think it's so ridiculous.
It's, I actually can't even.
Like the girl will literally like have a bottle of water and they'll be like, Selena had a bottle of water yesterday. It's ridiculous.
But people are, I don't understand where they're getting the time for this. Like,
yeah.
Looking into it so deeply, literally people you don't know. Mm. Like, you do not know these people.
Know.
Just because that they're famous or like well known doesn't give you the right to literally invade their privacy or like put them up for comparison.
It's
just people being miserable.
I just think it's, yeah, negative and projection.
It's
and
ridiculous.
It's just horror. It's just hating for no reason.
Yeah.
And also, even if Hailey Bieber was copying everything Selena Gomez was doing, me when I'm jealous of someone. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean?
She's a normal girl who's probably insecure in a relationship.
And if all the girls who are all the, I'll just say girls, all the girls who are shitting on Hailey Bieber being mean about Selena Gomez as if they don't rip into their boyfriend's ex.
That's so true.
That's just so true.
But like, obviously, if that's true, what Hailey did,
I don't know what she did.
She's not committing any crimes. Like, okay, she's a bitch. Get over it and move on. She's a celebrity.
You don't have to be friends with her. I don't think she cares.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't think she wants to be your friend.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's also like celebrities are assholes because we make them into assholes because we make them think that they're
better than us,
and that's how we treat them, that's how they're gonna act. So the same people giving out about her being like a bitchy celebrity are the same people treating her like a celebrity. So it just doesn't make sense. And like putting Selena Gomez on a pedestal as well.
Stop! You're giving an anti-bullying campaign, and then you're going to talk about how you hate Selena Gomez.
Are you talking about me?
I'm talking about you.
No, but that's my thing. But this is my point. I'm not saying it's not okay to shit on celebrities. I would bitch about Selena Gomez I haven't bitched about Selena Gomez on a public platform. I've just said she's kind of annoying, but I acknowledge I acknowledge that that's a projection of my insecurities, and I don't back that. I'm not like, Selena Gomez is a bad person because she irritates me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone thinks that Hailey Bieber deserves to be destroyed.
Yeah, like literally blown up or something. Everyone's like,
Selena Gomez just like irritates me, and that's it. That's all I'll say.
That's fair. Do you know what? That's totally fair enough.
That can annoy you.
Sometimes I irritate myself. Yeah, so I get
same.
It.
Same. When I'm speaking, I'm always like, am I annoying people?
Sorry. Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh my god. Do you ever get when you're like sick of your own voice?
Yeah. All the time.
Nightmare.
On a podcast. Yeah. All the time. But songs for dad. So, is there any in the celebrity world? Would there be anyone that you would be absolutely obsessed, besotted by?
This is another thing. I'm really really just makes me feel weird when people are like. I appreciate people idolizing people, but when just on TikTok and stuff, they'll post a video of a celebrity and be like, all the comments are like, she's so cute, which is so nice, but then people get obsessed where they're like, they put them on a pedestal. I don't agree with that just because they're a celebrity. Do you know what I mean?
yeah.
And I just don't relate, because I don't have anyone that I do that to at all. I have the Purple Palace is a YouTuber who I watch, who I adore, and I look up to her so much, but I wouldn't even be I idolize her, but I wouldn't be she's perfect and blah, blah, blah.
I want to look like her,
but I want to be her. It's just I appreciate her and whatever, and that's a healthy way to look at people, because you can't just be they're spectacular just because they have more followers than me or because they're famous. It's just gross, or they're better than me because they're famous. It's shallow. Do you know but I have intense crushes on celebrities.
Oh, parasocial relationships,
a dream about
me when I was 14, and I thought Cole Sprouse was gonna meet me and fall in love with me.
I had a dream about King Krill last night again. I have
Saoirse, I wouldn't put this out into the universe in case
I know
because before we moved to London, I'd be like, oh my god, this person is so famous, you know, and then you'd be at the same party as them or something, and then it would just be, you'd get really embarrassed because you're like, why did I make that such a big deal? So I don't think you should tell the story, maybe in private after, just in case one day.
I don't know what King Krill looks like.
I saw him in a pub in London. He's ginger and Saoirse's type.
He's just so my type, skinny and like a musician, and a jazz musician as well, which is just icing on the cake. But I just think he's a very beautiful man. That's all I'll say about that.
There's another thing that I was going to ask you, and it was going to be with social media and stuff. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Keelan's your sister. So, Keelan, you can't really ask these questions. I'm going to ask them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Keelan's your sister. So, do you ever find there's a, not a competitiveness, but do you ever feel like you're always going to be compared to Keelan? Or do you find yourself completely, because all three of you are so different.
Yeah.
Would you ever feel like you're like, oh my God, I am always going to be compared to her. I'm always not going to have as many followers as her, or I'm not going to be as funny as her. But you are all so different that do you ever
get insecure
about it?
I do actually all the time. But it's the thing is that me and Ellie and Keelan have always been categorized in the same group, and because Keelan obviously has more exposure than I do, and Ellie would even have more exposure than I do, it's what Keelan's characteristics are and what Ellie's characteristics are, they're linked back to me as well, and same with Keelan and Ellie as well. And why it upsets me is because we're so different, and then it's because I have strengths that they don't have, they have strengths that I don't have, and so it makes me insecure, because it makes me feel like I have to be like Ellie and Keelan. Mm-hmm. And if I'm trying to be like Ellie and Keelan, I'm not gonna not that I want to be the best, but I'm not gonna be the best, I'm gonna be the worst, if you know what I mean.
Of course.
And it's always been an insecurity, because it's when I was when I was underage going to discos and all, everyone was like, oh my god, you're Keelan's sister, you're Keelan. And it's in my own year, people knew my sister and not me. Do you know what I mean? And
Of course.
I always felt that my friends just wanted to be my friends because they wanted to be close to Keelan. And that people, their eyes light up. And people have been friends with me, not just because of Keelan, but because they conceptualize our relationship and my life. They enjoy the lifestyle of being my friend and being in my family, and being validated by someone like Keelan is really exciting for them. So it's really, it makes me feel gross, but I have a radar for that. But it's annoying that I have to filter my relationships with people. And I do get really insecure about it, but it's just because I just want my own identity, not Keelan's identity. Yeah. But I think that I, in the past, like, year, I think I've, like Keelan said before this, that I have completely different fan-based followers than she does, which is what I want, because then people are coming to me for the wrong reasons and, yeah, shit like that.
So. I get that. The whole filtering thing is interesting.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know the way, like, say, for example, like, I'd always say I can spot a bad egg from a mile away.
Mm.
I'm very, like, no.
Me too.
I when I get a feeling about someone, I'm like, no. Me and too. It's unfortunately in ways like that as well, as I'll meet someone and I will base everything off that first meeting. Mm. And then I'm like, no,
yeah,
don't like.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, actually, no, they're actually really nice. And that's a, like, a bad trait that I have.
Yeah.
But with the whole having to filter your friends thing is just so, like, creepy.
Yeah. Because, like, I'm creepy. It's creepy. Yeah. Because it's like, I've had friends before that were creepy about it. And it makes me feel, like, disgusting and horrible and used or something. And I just know, by the way, someone, I, like, as well, like, love when people don't even know who Keelan is, because it's like, that's, like, out the window, that they're not being like that they're not being like that at all. But it's like, it's like weird, because if it's like, for example, if I was to talk about Keelan, it's like, so it's not my sister, it's Keelan Moncrief that I'm talking about to them. Do you know what I mean? So they're like, oh, they think it's like tea. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's really gross. It's not nice. Do you know what I mean?
No.
It's not nice at all. So I hate that about it, but, like, it's grand. But, like, I think I'm, like, coming away from it, especially because, like, with my music, I'm going under an artist's name. So another artist, like, not my actual name.
Yeah.
Because as well, I want to, like, not be known as a Moncrief. Because it's always like, oh, the Moncriefs. And that's really annoying. Because, like, oh, I don't know. Like, for example, like, sorry if I'm shouting on, but for example, like, we all have different, you know, like, things that you would slag each other for, like, your friends for. And it's like, for example, like, Ellie would slag herself for being vain and slag herself for wanting loads of attention.
Yeah.
And I am not like that at all. Like, that's not what people would slag me for, if you know what I mean. Like, I have different things that people would slag me for being, like psychotic or being, like,
funny,
for being like, I don't know the word for it, but being like Lula, like
chaotic.
No, like hippy dippy, if you know what I mean.
Oh, woohoo.
Woohoo. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Woohoo. That's like, for example, because that's like in my a part of my personality. But it's like, if someone's slagging the Moncriefs, it's like, oh, the Moncriefs want loads of attention and, like, they're, like, vain and stuff. And that's like, because if someone was like, oh, Saoirse's like, someone slagged me being like, oh, Saoirse Moncrief, ha, like, hippie, like, whatever, Lula, like, whatever, I wouldn't care, because I'm like, yeah, fair enough, because it's like a bad version of my already personality. But if it's like, oh, you're real loud, and, like, I've had people before who I'm kind of friends with, and they've been like slagging me on night day, being like, look at me, I'm Saoirse, I want loads of attention. And it's like, it wasn't funny, because it's like, I'm not like that. I'm so insecure, and I'm like, never like attention. So it's like, it makes me feel
comparing
gross.
You basically to, like, traits that, like,
exactly
me on the other hand.
Yeah.
Give me the attention.
That's what I mean. It's like a joke.
I'm literally like, hello, I'm here. Yeah.
But I'm actually really, like, shy and introverted. Yeah. And I get really scared of attention. Do you know what I mean? And I get embarrassed if someone thinks I want attention.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's
an annoying part, is just being compared to Ellie and Keelan, and, like, whatever.
Yeah, I get that. Like, I feel like, though, because it's like, it's stunning, isn't it?
Copperbergs.
I feel like, because it's the three of you, though, and you all, like, I don't know, obviously, because yous are always together and stuff. Mm. I'd say people, now, obviously, I didn't know yous before I knew you. So when I hear, like, all the creepy things, I'm like,
I know. Ooh. No, but, like, either you, for example, like, you don't give a fuck. Like, that's what I love about, about you so much, because I love that. And, like, it's okay for people, obviously, to be like, because, like, even, like, my best friends, Lauren and Mia, they're, like, fans of Keelan. Like,
Were they?
They are.
Oh,
like,
no
still,
way.
And they talk about Keelan a lot, and they'd be like, oh, Keelan this, Keelan that, and really less. But they'd be like,
friends with you because of Keelan.
Yeah, but, like, they'd get, like, a bit of a hard-on when they're talking to Keelan, because they're like, oh, Keelan, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
do you know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
They'd be like, oh, they'd, like, because, like, I don't listen to the podcast, I only watch the podcast, guys,
that's so fair.
Because I only like to watch
podcasts.
But
you remember I started crying, I think it was the second time I'd been to your gaff, and I started crying in the shed. because I started crying to Ellie and I was like, I've never listened or watched Keelan on YouTube. So am I a bad friend? So I was funny. hammered. Funny. And Ellie was like, no, that like, that's like a good thing. Like that's, cause I was like, I don't know the bolts. Yeah. Like, well, I don't know.
Like, but it's just the type of person you are. Like you don't watch YouTube and you don't really no. listen to, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But wait, what was I saying? Oh yeah, but like even Lauren and Mia would know like loads of things that I don't even know about Keelan, because they're like, oh, they said it on the podcast, and I'm like, oh, and they'll like have their own conversations, you know what I mean? Like they're fans of Keelan's, but it's like at the end of the day, they are my friends, and
yeah,
you know, Keelan is my sister. Do you know what I mean? It's not like just, you know, Keelan Moncrief, whatever. Cause I want all the, cause it's like I've always felt like Keelan and Ellie, like I was like a shadow with Keelan and Ellie, like because it was always like, because they are really like are able to put themselves out there. My friends now and my life now, I want it to be about me in my life, and I want my friends to make it about me and not make it about Keelan and Ellie. So you know what I mean? But yeah,
so fair. I'm gonna ask you. Sorry, the sound effects in this podcast.
Oh my god, what is that? Oh jeez, you're pulling it down. Oh, geez. No, oh,
geez. I have a good one here, and this like this. This isn't talking about anyone in particular. When did you realize you were better off without an ex?
Oh,
isn't that brilliant?
Yeah, that is brilliant. That's
yeah,
brilliant.
But the point. Yeah, but I always, when I'm in relationships, I realize that I could do better, and I'm just like, I'm saying it though.
Yeah,
yeah. You know what I mean? I'm just I probably won't get anyone better though. Yeah,
I actually don't relate to that.
Oh, okay. Okay, way to make me feel bad about myself. I mean, okay.
I'm kind of just I mean, in the way where
I don't think I can do better because I don't even, because I'm like, they're everything and they're better than me.
Oh, I know what you mean. Sorry,
When did I realize? Probably with a certain ex that was like my biggest relationship. I was in a relationship with him, then we broke up, and then I was obsessed with him and like put him on a pedestal and was like, he's everything, blah blah blah. Then what I did was I was having sex with him while we were broken up, and classic. I think that if you have the urge, I think go for it, because then you have sex with them so much and you see them so much after you break up, you see the ugliest sides of them, and then you get turned off them.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's kind of what I got the ick. I got turned off because I was like, oh, I really saw how he didn't treat me nicely, and then I obviously focused on myself. Then I like found, I asked myself what I want, because that's a question I never asked myself while we were together. And I think you fall away from that when you're in a relationship as well. You never ask yourself, what do I want? You're like, oh, what do they want? How can I make this better for them? How can I be a better girlfriend? You know? And I never asked myself that. And I never like immersed myself in my own like creativity and my own life. And then when I was alone, it was like, okay, what do I want now? And then like fucking like magic happened, because I was like, I'm so creative and there's so many different like avenues I want to go down, and it was so fun, and it was like I was like a child and I was like playing with loads of different like hobbies. And then I kind of fell in love with what I was doing and fell in love with my life, and then I realized that we're just really different and that we didn't belong together, obviously.
But it was a good stepping stone in your life, I think.
Great stepping
stone. Yeah, I first met you in a relationship. I only knew you in a relationship, and to compare you to that girl back then,
I know yours has had the biggest transformation for the better. Crazy, oh my God.
You're like more mature than all of us now.
Yours has always been like that though. Like even when she was a child, she was like way more mature. Yeah.
Just,
thank you.
Yeah. And she went through, like, you know, when you're a teenager, maybe it's because the lack of social media, but you know, when you're a teenager and you go through the scrunch in the nose, side fringe phase, all those embarrassing, cringy moments. Like, Saoirse never had that. Yeah. She was always just cool.
Yeah.
Which is really annoying.
Yeah. Well, I was always just like, I was always alone. Like, I was always alone. And I always, like, was constantly so, and like, it caused me to be like really depressed as a child, but I was always fucking thinking about why are we here and asking all these philosophical questions all the time. So I kind of like built this like idea. I don't know. I think I'm just really, I've been really good at like being myself instead of pretending, because I've always been bad at pretending and bad at fitting in. So then I was like leaned into myself. Do you know what I mean? Because I couldn't get away with leaning into anyone else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Write that
Yeah, sorry. Will I put that in my notes? Do you want me to just keep scrolling?
You keep going because I have to keep like bouncing.
Sorry,
her.
The hiccups is the funniest. So are you gonna put your music on Spotify soon, or what's the buzz there?
It's in the works.
Saoirse, this is like so annoying because Saoirse is, and I'm real business, like Kris Jenner.
It's in the works.
Actually. I know, but since Saoirse started doing any creative project, I'm like, you need to fucking get your shit together. Like, Saoirse wouldn't know her fucking arse from her elbow when it came came from like making a fee of how much she should be paid and stuff. Yeah. Like, I feel like you would do everything for free if you had the choice.
I know. Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, it doesn't matter though. Yeah. It's fine. It's for the art.
I think it's great though. I'm so lucky to have you because you're so business
momager
minded.
Yeah.
Such a momager. Like, it's so good because I am like the opposite of that. I'm just like, oh, like this is fun. But like, you know, I'll be like, okay, how can we, do you know what I mean? But yeah, I'm recording now because I'm recording with a girl and I've recorded two songs. I just need to finish them.
Are you in studio?
In the studio.
So this girl I know, stunning. Yeah, she's like a music producer and she has a studio in her like, she has like a shed and kind of thing in her back garden. So we record there and I'm really, 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 really excited.
I think you're going to be huge.
Saoirse, once your song's gone on Spotify, like, literally watch the space. Like, oh, all those things, big things coming soon, watch the space. It is like every time I go to a Saoirse's gig, I'm literally there just like, you know that meme, the algebra going on in my head. I'm just like, okay, this is going to happen. Momager mode is on.
I'm just excited.
All she needs to do is record her songs, put them on Spotify and she will blow the fuck off.
Because
like,
everyone knows the words anyway.
Yeah,
from the gig.
Yeah, my songs on SoundCloud have a good few listens on like that SoundCloud, which like people never
people
go
don't.
On.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like, I think
but your songs are so good. Like they're literally, you're literally my favorite artist.
Thank you.
And I don't even listen to music that often. Sometimes I'll switch from the podcast onto some music. I'm like, oh, this is actually a good time. I'm not depressed.
Yeah,
I'm not tired.
Yeah.
You know,
it must be horrible that you never listen to music, because that's like. Because I go through phases where I can't listen to music and I'm like so depressed.
Yeah,
I know never have that.
But is it bad or no?
It's because I do a thing called I try to dopamine fast and then I got too into it. So that's why I don't really listen to music anymore. Okay. So if I'm on public transport, I would literally just stare at the window because it's like good for your creative mind to not be distracted all the time.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why there's so much stuff going on in my head.
Oh, I couldn't.
You're also so much happier if you do dopamine fast.
Yeah.
I'd be so much happier.
You'd be so much happier.
Say, for example, like we're so conditioned to be eating every meal, like watching something or being on our phone, or first thing when you wake up in the morning, you're checking your phone on public transport. We always want to be distracted all the time, but like the best ideas always come from solace and contemplation on your own. Like I've had the best ideas and I feel the best about myself when I'm just sitting with myself, thinking.
And you're more intentional about everything you do. Like before I eat, I'll sit down and then take a deep breath and then pray. And like praying is so good for like, even if you're not like spiritual, but just to like be still and like, just to be still, to be still and present and intentional with your food and to enjoy it more. Cause I fucking eat so fast, I'll like scoff it down. So I have to like sit down and then say, thank you God for this delicious meal, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like enjoying my meal so much more cause it's intentional. That's the whole thing. You know what I mean? Cause we're just distracting ourselves all the time. And like, that's why our attention spans are so like short, because like even like it's getting worse and worse and worse. Cause even TikTok, like, if a TikTok's 3 minutes, I'm like too long and I scroll.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Which is just so bad. But like if you dopamine fast, then you like really listen and enjoy things and you don't get bored as easily. Mm. So
and you're,
that's why
you're
more fruitful,
influenced less easily as well. Like sheep mentality comes from so much distraction to the point where you aren't even listening to your own thoughts anymore. So you don't even know, you can't even differentiate between what's your own thought and what someone else's thought that has been implanted in your brain. So that's why when someone sees a hate comment or whatever, they're like, actually, yeah, I hate this as well, because they don't listen to their own thoughts and they can't use critical thinking skills. So it's actually detrimental to society as a whole that we're all so distracted all the time because we literally don't know what we think anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
So true. I'm so like that. Like so like that. I'm so like, if someone says
she's a hater.
If someone is, no, I'm not a hater. But if like I'll read something and then I'll be like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because like I, majority of the time I won't know what they're talking about. So I'm just oh, I saw this thing on Instagram. And then you guys will be like, that's like 4 years old from TikTok. And I'm like, yeah, but I'll see it and I'll kind of read a comment and be like, oh yeah, you're right. Because I don't really know what, I don't have the attention span to actually figure out what's going on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that whole dopamine dopamine fast?
Yeah.
Not my buzz. I'm going to say no.
She's like, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but like, no.
That's not my
buzz. That's just not my buzz. Yeah. I don't know. I think I'd lose my marbles if I was on the bus without music, which obviously is my own issue, but I don't know. I just find...
Yeah, I know. Well, buses without music, yeah.
I love the bus. So I love it.
I deal with other things, but like, yeah, I just
But like
enjoy,
going for a walk, could you go for a walk even without listening to music? I listen to the elements.
No.
Like, for example... in my dad's house you can really hear the birds singing.
Okay.
Like it's so nice. But if you said it to someone who even lives in that house, like I would say to Jason, being like, it's so nice getting to hear the birds singing, he'd literally be like, I've never noticed the birds singing.
Yeah.
But when you do, like, are in tune to nature and stuff, it makes you so much more observant and appreciative, which I value in my writing as well, because I want to be a writer. So you need to have all those invaluable skills. But that's why I think creativity is so lacking, and maybe that we're doing so much plagiarism or just like copying off each other is because no one is being observant or using critical thinking.
No one's like leaning into themselves. That's it. Like, no one's asking themselves what they want or how they think or who they are. That's what taking care of yourself is, and like focusing on yourself. That's what it is. Cause like, you know, like loads of people are like, oh, I just focus on myself. It's like, what the fuck does that mean? Yeah. But that's because it's so intimidating. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But like, if people think it's like doing a face mask.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
But
yeah.
Like, but like, it's actually just, you know what I mean? Listening to yourself.
And it's so scary and daunting though. And yeah, it is. Don't get me wrong, girls. Sometimes I am on just like scrolling binge, especially if I'm like in a bad place. It's literally like self-harming.
Of course,
The week when I was moving house, like I don't think I even spoke basically for the whole week.
Keelan's silence is just,
I'm just like not speaking, not answering texts, but just like scrolling in a dark room, staying up till 2 a.m. like it's not being able to sleep. It's horrible. First thing when I wake up in the morning, I'm just like opens phone.
You feel too tired.
Even though
like you're giving out all of your energy by consuming everything, so it feels like it's more tiring to like take care of yourself and like not scroll and stuff like that. And it feels like, oh, that's more tiring. But it's actually less tiring. You have so much more energy because you're giving the energy to yourself.
Yeah.
If you're scrolling and like consuming all the time, you're giving your energy to that and you will be drained. Do you know what I mean? Which is a bad cycle to get into.
I think like the scrolling, like for me, it would be like the scrolling. I wouldn't scroll that long. Because I like with TikTok and stuff, like I'll have a bit of a gawk, but I wouldn't, the TikTok scrolling for like some people tell me that they're scrolling for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I don't get that.
But like a lot of, because if I scroll for too long, you know, the algorithm, all the stuff is like obviously very, say their tattoos and stuff would come up. And then that triggers my like imposter syndrome a lot. I actually don't like scrolling that much, because like imposter syndrome, like the week that you were moving, I had imposter syndrome the whole week.
We were all going through
like, how were you last week?
God,
because
terrible,
last week was
terrible.
One of the worst weeks. I contacted the therapist. That's
probably
how bad I was.
There probably was something like,
I don't think it was to do with the astrology. I genuinely think it's because like if one person in the family is suffering, so is everyone else.
Is like,
oh my, I've been having, oh my the God. Fucking last week was fucking
last
horrible.
Week was nightmare. Probably the worst week of my whole life.
Horrible.
Well, it was actually the worst week of my whole life.
Yeah, one of
the,
not one,
literal. I contacted a therapist, right? In the question box, I just like looked up. I was like, okay, I need to go to therapy again. This is beginning to be ridiculous. Yeah. So like, I like wrote in the therapy, like the, you know, the way they ask you a box if you like look it up online, and it was like, so how are you feeling? And I said, a bit overwhelmed right now. And it was like, you know, like an automatic response. Remember the automatic?
So I like send complaints to automated messages. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. And they're
so
like, thank you for contacting.
I'm so sorry, but I really need to pee. I actually have
that's fine.
Problems.
No, that's okay. Fine. I had to pee during the podcast yesterday as well.
Hey, did we?
Songs for four thyroid problem probably or diabetes
question mark.
Oh God.
Yeah, I had to go to the doctor. Scared. It's really bad. I'm really scared, but it's fine.
But I have those. I had that as well in London. It was like I had this burning vagina sensation.
But there's also like, Because I had those kind of things all the time, and I'm just like, okay, it's one of those things. But I know, because like I'm bloated all the time, and it doesn't make sense.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. It's like, just like there's, and I just feel like there's something wrong with me. Do you know? And you have
well,
the
you
feeling,
intuitively,
intuitively know.
Yeah,
but yeah. It's grand. I'm getting me bloods done next week.
Grand. Oh, I forgot what I was saying.
Imposter syndrome with tattooing.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah. No, I just contacted the therapist and I was like, this is the end of time. I was like, yeah. I am going through it. Like, I don't know what it was in the water. And then I was texting an automated yeah. And I was like, oh, that's so nice of them. They were like, because all I said was like, I'm a bit overwhelmed and I need help. And then they sent like this big thing being like, I'm so sorry, you're struggling, blah, 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 here for you. And I was about to ring email back being like, thank you so much for listening to me. And then I like scrolled to the bottom and I was like, oh my God, doesn't matter. But I don't, I'm not going anymore, because I was like, oh, I feel fine now.
Yeah, but that
am I just being dramatic?
Still go.
Therapy is like, it's maintenance. It's not just
exactly.
It's not something to use just when you're feeling down. Like it's to only if you
and,
can, obviously,
yeah,
it's a huge privilege to be able to go.
Everyone, yeah, obviously.
I've been before, but I don't know, last week, like, I don't know, the height of it, everyone was just weird.
I know, it was crazy.
Yeah, everyone was mute in the group chat as well.
Yeah, it was just really a bit. I was, yeah, really bad, but except for Ellie. I remember Ellie being like, do you feel like this really like hopeful, excited feeling? And I was like, she's like, I can feel it in my bones. And I was just like, no.
She said that like the day before I had to rehome Missy, she was in Dad's and she was like,
and she's like, annoyed when you don't agree.
Yeah, she's like, life is so good right now. And I was like, no, not really. Actually, I want to be admitted into a psychiatric unit.
Yeah, exactly.
What about you?
Yeah. She's like, this is great.
Oh, Ellie. This is an interesting one. How do you improve your relationship with food? I don't know if this is just two songs for four dads, or is this just in general?
I've never struggled with, when I was like, obviously when I was 15, I feel like, unfortunately, like, every girl goes through a phase of trying to get an eating disorder.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I unfortunately, like, it's so bad, but it never stuck, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I never really, thank God, struggled with eating. Like, I've always just been like, I eat whatever I want. So I don't really know. I don't think I'm qualified to answer that question. But I've always felt comfortable in my body. Recently I don't feel comfortable in my body and it's like horrible, I just love cooking. I think cooking is really nice. I just love cooking so much, and making healthy food, that's like making healthy food yummy. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm making salads and I love, because I've always been like, I hate salad, like what even like is that? But like, I make salad now and just like put all my favorite veg in it and like put loads of nice spices and like cook, and it cook really intentionally and lovingly, and then I feel like really nice when I'm eating the food. It just feels like, because cooking is creative. So
Songs for Chef
recently. and I just love yogurt so much recently.
Yogurt?
Like,
Songs for yogurt.
Soya yogurt. Oh, stunning.
Dad says yogurt, you know.
Yogurt.
He says that. Yogurt.
He probably says condom as well.
Condom. Yeah, that question is a weird one. Like, yeah. I don't know if there was an answer to that, I feel
I
like
know.
The world would be cured.
I know. I feel like there isn't. It's such. That's as well with
an awful,
like, body. That's also because it ties into like how you feel about your body.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's so, it's actually like one of the only things that I just don't know the answer for. Like, I'm like, I don't know how to feel better about my body. Like, do you know what I mean? Because it's like, no, because the society doesn't want you to feel good about your, women to feel good about their body, because they, it's, you know what I mean? They capitalize on like us, you know, feeling shit about ourselves. So it's like, you know, it's a hard one to figure out.
Being on social media from such a young age though, did you find, like, any, like, obviously, because like you had a platform from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, did you find that that it affected you in any way growing up? Like, obviously, mental health always. Mm. Everyone's gonna struggle somehow with something.
Yeah.
But like with your image.
I always, as Keenan was saying,
I think she wants to answer this.
Can you let me speak? I'm really messing. I always, even Keenan was saying earlier, when I was, she was like, she was always cool. I always was trying to be cool rather than pretty, because I never felt pretty. And I was always like, I'm not a pretty girl, so I'm a cool girl. So it's like, I dress nice and I like to express myself the way I look. So I've never felt like I have to like live up to a beauty. I obviously have felt like I have to live up to a beauty standard, but like, I never like, it doesn't fit my narrative that I'm like a pretty girl or a hot girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to be that, so I don't try to be that. But like, obviously, like, oh my god, it feels, it's actually horrible being a girl so much. And like,
it's exhausting.
It's exhausting.
Exhausting. So, oh my god, fucking exhausting. Like, it's so, it's just, I just unfollow, like, I have Bella Hadid blocked. I genuinely, and I have Kendall Jenner blocked as well. Like, I block them because I'm like angry, do you know what I mean? And I block them. So like, I just don't. And also, when I, this is like really mean, but like, I would rather look interesting and creative rather than be like completely conventionally pretty, because I get really like, that's like mean because I'm bringing down other girls. But like, for example, like Kendall Jenner is like, sorry to be mean to Kendall Jenner, I'm sorry Kendall Jenner if you're listening, but it's like, she's so pretty, but like, I would get really bored because she just looks the same all the time, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I feel like I look different every time I dress myself up, and that's what I kind of, that's my like motivation, is that I want to look different and I want to look interesting, like an art piece, rather than just like, it's boring to just be male gaze hot.
But you don't have to. This is the issue as well with like women in general. It's like, you don't even have, that's not even relevant to be like, I don't want to look like conventionally pretty. Mm. All you can say is, I just want to look interesting. You don't even say, I want to look interesting. Yeah. I don't want to look conventionally beautiful. That's not even a part, it shouldn't even be a part of the conversation. Mm. You know, because someone, women would be like, you know, there's a whole discourse on TikTok being like, oh, the PLT normal girls are so much nicer than the interesting Urban Outfitters vintage girls. It's like, stop throwing yourselves against each other.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. So this doesn't matter. We need to be fighting the man. Yeah, like, it literally, it shouldn't be a part of the conversation. Like, it's not even relevant when you're trying to bring yourself up or like talk about yourself in a way that makes you feel beautiful. You don't even have to say, I don't want to look like them.
Yeah.
They can look like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter at all. Yeah. You can just say, I feel beautiful in my own way.
Yeah.
And I don't need to feel beautiful for a man. That should be the conversation. Yeah. Not being like, I don't need to feel beautiful like those other women that are beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Am I right?
Well, that's just because I'm insecure.
Oh my God. Yeah. But like, I'm so insecure. So.
But yeah, no, that's so true. Because that's, it works, and it's in so many ways where it's like, if we, even like women, if we decide, oh, actually this is beautiful, this is what beauty is, and this is not what it always has to come with, instead of like,
it's negating the fact that other people are beautiful.
Yeah. Even for example, like when, you know, it was like a trendy to be like really skinny, and then it was trendy to be like a Kim Kardashian kind of body, and then it was like fuck skinny girls, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even as Meghan Trainor says in All About That Bass, she says, fuck all you skinny bitches. That's what
Meghan
she says.
Trainor.
I know.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, no. Because it's like, exactly, it's like another kind of version of a woman is like being lifted and like appreciated, but then, and the opposite is being torn down. So like, yeah, I agree with you, Keelan, that we all just like need to fucking lift each other up. But
yeah, I've never heard her so loud.
I know.
It's when we're all talking, because she thinks that she's talking. Like, when babies babble, they genuinely think they're making conversation and words are coming out of their mouth. So when she hears us talking, she's like, okay, I'm getting involved in this.
Oh, I've never heard her so like chatty. Aww. She obviously knows the microphone's near.
She's like, her mommy.
She's been born for the stage.
Green room baby, now studio baby. Yeah. Next year you're gonna have her on stage with you. Yeah. Like, fuck's sake.
Oh, that would be so cute.
She was on stage, wasn't she?
What? She was on stage in Trinity, yeah.
In Trinity, yeah, yeah.
Trinity. Yeah.
Oh, Trinity, when Keelan fell.
Yeah. That was so funny. Oh my God.
No, it was so cute. Good. You played it off so well.
That
though,
was
like,
the best But like, it's so good. It's charming.
So cute. It's so, you know what I mean?
Like, of course that happened.
I wish I had that confidence though, because like, I'm just like, I just go into a shell.
Yeah.
I'm just and like, so at the moment as well, I don't know what the buzz is. It's like the fact that like, remember I was talking about before when I had my extensions, I was like, oh my God, like when I take my extensions out, like I'm going to feel so insecure, blah, blah. Like, I already felt like that with the bloody fucking things in. Now that they're out, I'm like, yeah, I still kind of feel the same.
I know.
But I remember I was like, yeah, I'm going to dress more female-y. What is it? Womanly?
Well,
feminine.
Yeah, feminine.
Female-y. That's a new one. Oh, add that to the list. Female-y. I'm going to dress more feminine because I don't have long hair anymore and I'm literally still not. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's like I'd rather be a cool girl than, you know, not be cool. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I don't have the questions, so. Oh.
Sorry.
How to stay sane and kind to yourself despite emotions. So we are feeling these things, but like we are staying sane enough. Yeah. You know what I mean? So what are we doing to stay sane?
I'm really having a hard time.
When I feel overwhelmed, I like isolate myself. Well, it doesn't have to be isolate yourself, but like I just, you know, stay in my solitude. I stay by myself. I have all of these things that I do so I can calm myself down, because if you are in stillness, then you realize, you know, you are not your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you let your emotions affect your behavior, then you are identifying yourself with your emotions and you're mm-hmm. not your emotions. You're like the canvas behind your emotions. Mm. You're aware your emotions exist. So to kind of bring myself out of that like identification with my emotions, which can feel so real, I meditate and I do yoga, and like Keelan was saying, dopamine fast and become intentional and kind to myself.
She's saying, just have the boob and then you can have your strawberry in the morning.
Aww.
And then you can have a nap and everything's
Aww.
fine. Teddy.
Oh, now she's chilling out.
Hello.
But yeah, that's how I.
That's it. So you meditate, you do yoga, and you write music and play music as well.
Yeah.
So there.
Oh, yeah. That's. Excuse me. That's that when I feel overwhelmed, I am. Why I love art so much and why I'm so lucky it's my job is because it's like my art, my relationship with my art is like so tied in with my relationship with myself. So like I express all my emotions, I process all of my feelings, I process everything, I process my, like, you know, my whole life and like my philosophy on life through my art. So it's like if I feel if I go through a breakup, it's like I cannot wait to just write a song and I'll literally cry on my guitar.
That is so nice.
Voice memos on my phone of me like singing and then crying and then like, do you know what I mean? And just writing whatever. But I think anyone could do that because everyone's always like, I wish I had that. It's like, but everyone has that.
No,
like,
write they don't.
They do.
I went to music college. I don't have it.
I mean, you don't have to necessarily write a song, but it's like, and it doesn't have to be good because usually like the ones that are so raw that I write, I don't even like show because they're so raw and I don't really like them that much. But you can write a poem or a journal or like write or paint or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like doing whatever. Anyone can be creative if you just let yourself be creative, because the fear, you have fear and then you stop yourself from being creative because you're like, that's not me, and like it's not going to be good. It's like why I love being so vulnerable is because that all gets torn down, all of that fear of not being good. It's just desperation. I get desperate to create, which I love, because then I don't feel, there's no expectation of like, this isn't good, this isn't like, you know what I mean? It's just like, when I'm sad, I'm like really get stressed out if I'm not near my guitar or near something that I can do, because I'm like, this is shit. Like I have nothing to, like there's no beautiful.
There's no outlet. Yeah,
exactly.
That's like me but working. It's like if I'm stressed. So like if I'm stressed,
you can be creative with anything that you do. So yeah.
If I'm stressed with like, I don't know, if I'm just in a bad mood or whatever, I always find that when I go into work and I'm dreading to, you know, sit there and pretend I'm feeling fine and I have to listen to people, which I love.
Oh, you have to talk all day.
I have to talk all day, but also have to keep up some sort of, you know, not persona, but have to be like oh yeah, I'm interested in what you're saying, which yeah. majority of the time I am, but yeah. it's like when you're feeling down and you it's your job, like you have to do that, you have to talk to people. I always find myself coming out of the appointment that I was dreading the most the happiest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I actually feel so much better. Yeah. It's always the ones that you're dreading, but I always find with work, fortunately and unfortunately, it's the thing that makes me sane.
Yeah.
That what about you? What keeps you
sane? I think that's for a lot of people. Work,
yeah, work really, that's really like, keeps me sane.
And like, for example, Ellie, it's like, she's like, I'm creative in the way I talk to people. And like loads of people I've met, they're like, I love small talk and I love like conversations because like it feels like I'm, you know, being creative because it is creative. She's literally being the loudest like she's ever
I've
been.
Never heard her this loud ever.
But yeah. I think she's just excited to see both of you because she probably aww. Hasn't in a while, you know. Since we lived
she's
in town.
Showing off.
Yeah.
But yeah, like those people, it's like talking to people and all.
Hey, come here.
No, I know it sounds like she's giving out. That's literally just her screaming. Communicating. Yeah.
What keeps you sane, Mrs.?
Oh, Jesus. I don't nothing. I'm not sane ever. I'm literally on the verge of a breakdown all the time. Like every time you see me, I'm just like yeah. about to have a breakdown.
Therapy as well, everyone.
Yeah, well, I booked it like a postpartum somatic healing therapist, and she comes to your house and she does touch therapy. So they do vaginal steaming and head massages and talk therapy and stuff, which I think will benefit me the most because
yeah,
every definitely. Time I get I think a massage would really, really help me. It's just the time, yeah, but she's like an actual specific postpartum therapist, so like you can have your baby there, obviously.
Wouldn't mind a bit of vaginal steaming.
Sorry, that's a bit stunning.
Apparently, now I read in the vagina Bible, apparently they're a total scam. It's something you really shouldn't do. It can cause trauma to your cervix and you can like blister your vagina. So don't take this advice, but like obviously she's a vaginal steaming expert, so I'm sure she can do it in a way where it's not expert. Like it's a good spiritual experience, I'm sure, but you're not necessarily supposed to do them all the time, so don't take it as medical
Are you
advice.
Completely naked?
Of course, hunched over like Gollum, obviously. Like me trying to get the menstrual cup out when I got stuck in. All my hunkers.
Yeah. Oh my God, stunning. Oh my God, love. Oh my God, when is that?
Sometime at the end of March.
Oh my God, I love.
Yeah, but we do a few sessions.
Imagine someone walked in while you. Imagine Dad walked in while you're doing the vaginal steaming.
He'd be like, "Oh, sorry, yeah. sorry about that," yeah. And he'd be like, "Oh, good. It's actually a good piece. Yeah, good piece for the
where
show."
Where would you do it?
Oh, what? She comes to your house.
No, but like where in the like in the on the kitchen table?
Oh, in my room.
Like, where
in the bedroom?
Like,
I don't
did they
know.
Set up
in
a...
the bedroom? Yeah, getting frisky in the bedroom. Yeah.
Did they set up like a bed, or is it like on your bed?
Guys, I don't know the intricacies of it.
I need to know. Like.
Oh, I need video.
Sorry, why don't you just vlog it?
Oh, no.
Let them in.
That would actually be a good vlog.
Do you want to? Vaginal you haven't steaming. Picked any questions.
Sorry, I'm too distracted with her. I'm like, I'm not present right now.
No, it's fine.
But yeah, also on the stay sane thing, I did want to talk about this. I'm really pissed off about how I've been treated as a mother, because as soon as I reached out for help in terms of my mental health, I just got prescribed antidepressants immediately. Like that was the only thing that was offered to me. And I'm like an earner, like, you know, an adult that can afford therapy. And they were just like, oh, okay, we're going to prescribe you antidepressants. Like I'm literally asking to talk to someone to reach out for help. Mm. Like you're the experts here. And all they did was prescribe me with pills. I'm really fucking pissed off about it.
I need to ask my therapist. I keep forgetting to ask my therapist for a referral. But a good therapist, it's really... it can be difficult. You can be lucky, but it can be difficult to find a good therapist. I've been to like over 10 therapists, different therapists, because I've been going to therapy since I was like 12. But it's just like, just because you go to a therapist and you don't connect with your therapist, it doesn't mean that therapy isn't for you, or that it's just like therapy is really bad. It's just that you haven't found a good therapist, because it completely depends on the therapist, and it's completely different experience, and it completely depends on how open you are and what you're willing to, you know, be honest about and stuff like that.
It's a tricky one though, because if you have a bad experience, you're like,
of course.
No.
That's
what happened to me every time. Like it was really fucking annoying.
Yeah, it's just like you just get turned off by it.
I remember I had a therapist when I was 15. I was describing to her that
Hey.
I was describing to her that I started smoking weed or something, you know, as a 15-year-old. It was like, yeah, I'm experimenting. And she didn't know what a joint was. And I was just like, how could you be an adolescent therapist and not know what a joint is?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you have to, like, that's relevant, though, with adolescents, isn't it? Because
yeah,
they would
course.
Be experimenting with drugs and alcohol.
Yeah,
so, and then it was real like, oh, you're drinking.
Oh,
it's just
God.
Like, if you're coming from a place of judgment, I'm not going to want to speak to you.
Is this a therapist that
we all went to, yeah.
I remember her saying that, like, to me. Like, her being like, I know, like, because we all went to therapists after our parents' divorce. And she was like, I know that, like, some people in your family, like, may, like, grieve in the way that they, like, steal things and they smoke weed. And I was just like, Keelan. But, like, do you know what I mean? Like, stop ratting Keelan.
Yeah, but also, is that a breach? Yeah,
that's confidential.
Oh, it's such a breach. Oh, such a breach. But loads of therapists actually do that. But
really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what?
Oh, I shouldn't be really saying that. Putting people off.
Yeah. No, I
they wouldn't be like, haha, guess what? Like Katrina says.
Yeah.
Katrina wants to kill herself. Like, put it
no,
on Facebook.
Of course not. But
I've been lucky for the most part, but I've known what I am. I've always been very, I've always liked therapy. So I have that advantage. I always liked, like, because I've always, like, intellectualized my feelings and I kind of enjoy talking about it. And
No, I'm someone as well who benefits from talk therapy.
Yeah.
And, like, I want run-of-the-mill bog standard. I don't care who I'm talking to. Mm. I just want someone to talk to from a non-biased perspective.
Yeah.
That's literally all I
think,
want.
I think, yeah, as well, asking yourself, what do you want from therapy? What kind of
therapy?
My therapist now, because that was usually, like, the stuff I'd go to. But I was just bullshitting all my therapists, being like, it was all very surface level. because my surface level looks like I'm being deep, but I'm not. So I'll be able to be like, with a straight face, be like, yeah, so like, oh yeah, I've wanted to fucking kill myself this week. And, you know, it's because of this, because, like, you know, my childhood, and then start talking about my childhood. And then the therapist would be like, oh, we're reaching a breakthrough, like, seriously, being real honest. But I actually wasn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't actually talking.
Same,
do you know what I mean? And then my therapist that I have now, I fucking love him. He's my favorite. He's actually one of my favorite people in the whole world. He's like a father to me. Do you know what I mean? He's like, he's like in his late 60s and he's not even, I just talk for ages and he'll just stare at me in silence, and it's so spiritual, and he's just so wise. I really like someone who's wise, do you know what I mean? And he's so wise and he knows me. It's someone that understands you and knows how you work, and they know what to say to in order to bring stuff out of you, because silence for me, like, brings stuff out of me, or like something very simple, do you know what I mean? Or like, just, and he was like, you're bullshitting me, like, why are you bullshitting me? And then I'm just like, oh my God, cut out. And then it's like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's how I need to be treated in therapy, and that your therapist should figure that out and then go from there, do you know what I mean? Because a lot of therapies, people are just not the best. But yeah. But anyways, next question. Bored.
Boring.
Boring. Okay. We'll do one more question. What are your future aspirations?
Oh, stunning question.
Stunning. I'm hoping to obviously, like, put out music, and I'd love to obviously, like, tour and shit and whatever, do gigs around the world, obviously, but that's, like, so cringy for me to say. But
that's not cringy at all.
I know, but I just wanted to say that for fun.
Oh,
sweetheart, please. And I don't know, continue what I'm doing now, I guess. Just like just everything. I'd love to, there's so much shit I want to do, but, like, when I'm older, I'd love to, I'm just learning. I'm just excited to learn and, like, see what I actually, because I go to loads of different creative kind of mediums. I'd love to direct a movie and, like, become a dancer and, like, all that shit. And I'd love to do something for children as well. But for now, I'm excited about my music. And yeah, that's
me.
I just want to be as honest as I can and be, like, lean into myself as much as I can and surround myself with people who are exactly like me and, like, just be honest, the most honest I can be about who I am, and then everything else will fall into place. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm going to write that in my notes.
My next tattoo. Oh,
so I did a little burp. Do you have anything to say, sweetheart? Hey. Anything else?
Say hi.
Oh, no, don't do that, honey. Don't eat it.